This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime.
Well, it'd certainly be a crime if you weren't tuned in to this particular program on this particular station. Yes, my dear friends, you should be tuned in now to Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you live out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Well, how do I find you all today? Oh, this time next week it'll be Boxing Day. My goodness, I don't know where all the time has gone and how it's gone so quickly. Anyway, that's my little introduction every week. Frank Sinatra singing nice and easy because, of course, I've selected a good pick of easy jazz for you to listen to. Now, how are you listening, though? Well, you could be listening locally on your radio on either 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But anywhere in the world, if you've taken your smart device and gone to your search engine and typed in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, you could be listening to our live stream because it streams all over the world. Did you know that? Okay, here's Peggy Lee. Now, this is the one that you didn't get all of last week, but it's always my first one on the new week. And here's Peggy Lee with a song that she recorded in 1957 for Capitol Records on an album called The Man I Love. The orchestra was that of Nelson Riddle. And guess what? Frank Sinatra conducted the orchestra on this recording with Peggy Lee singing. So Peggy's going to sing us the title tune, The Man I Love, written in 1924 by George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin for a musical comedy called A Lady Be Good. Peggy Lee, stand forth and sing to us The Man I Love.
At me and smile, I'll understand. understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news. Just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I
That was Peggy Lee, that was. Recording she made in 1957 for Capitol Records. The orchestra was that of Nestle Riddle. And that particular track, the orchestra was conducted by Frank Sinatra. And Peggy sang for us the George and Ira Gershwin tune, The Man I Love. Now, Jimmy Rushing was born in 1901, died in 1972. He was an American singer and pianist from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, USA. And Jimmy's best known because he was the featured vocalist in Count Basie's orchestra from 1935 to 1948. Now, Jimmy was known as Mr. 5x5. That means, because they thought he was 5 foot high and 5 foot around the waist, being a short gentleman with a very rotund body. Jimmy was a very powerful singer. He had a range from baritone to tenor. Do you know he could project his voice so that it soared above the horn and reed sections in big bands? Having said that, have a listen. Here's Jimmy on a 1936 Vocalion Records recording with the Count Basie Orchestra. And Jimmy Rushing's going to sing for us now. A song written in 1926 by Jimmy McHugh and Clarence Gaskell. And that song is called I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. Thank you.
you in love with me. You telling everyone I know you on my mind each place you go. I can't believe you in love with me. I've always placed you far up above me, but I just can't imagine. In love with me.
That was the great Mr. 5x5, Jimmy Rushing was the name of the game there. And he recorded that song, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, in 1936 with the Count Basie Orchestra. Now, Body and Soul is not just a song. It's an album by the jazz tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins. And it's on a compilation album. A lot of the recordings that Coleman Hawkins made between 1939 and 1956. I'm going to play for you Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra performing for us a 1939 recording of the tune that names the album, Body and Soul. What a great song this is, and what a great instrumental it is too. So, Mr. Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra from 1939 with Body and Soul. Mm-hmm. that breathy sound that Coleman Hawkins and also another tenor player from that era, Ben Webster, produced. No honking there, nothing rough, just a smooth, breathy feeling. Anyway, at home, Coleman Hawkins, that was a 1939 recording he did with his orchestra. And the tune, of course, was Body and Soul. The time is now 10:20 a.m. on this Friday, the 19th of December, 2025. Soon be Christmas. Here's a recording that Ella Fitzgerald recorded with her Delta Rhythm Boys in 1945 for Decca Records. She's going to sing a song written by Johnny Lang, Hi Heath, and Richard Loring called Cry You Out of My Heart. Miss, the wonderful Miss Ella Fitzgerald with her Delta Rhythm Boys and Cry You Out of My Heart.
Saying goodbye, but you say it's best we should part. I'm gonna hurry you out of my mind and cry you out of my heart. I thought that you would always be true, but I was mistaken, it seems. I'm gonna worry you out of my mind and cry you out of my dreams. I try to pretend this isn't the end, but that's not so easy, I find. I should be gay and call it a day, but you know me, the sentimental kind. Somebody new means heaven to you. You're leaving to make a new start. I'm gonna hurry you out of my mind and cry you out of my heart.
I try to pretend this isn't the end, but that's not so easy, I find. I should be gay and call it a day, but you know me, the sentimental kind.
Somebody new means heaven to you. You're leaving to make a new start. I'm gonna hurry you out of my mind and cry you out of my
She had a voice like a bell, didn't she? That was Ella Fitzgerald, of course, and a recording she made for Decca Records in 1945. She recorded it with her Delta Rhythm Boys, the vocal rhythm at the back, and the song was called Cry You Out of My Heart. Nice song, nice lyrics, and as I say, you know, Ella's voice, wow, as clear as a bell. Time for a Christmas tune now, I think. And this one was recorded for Rounder Records by the trumpeter and singer Chet Baker in 1986. Excuse me. Chet is on trumpet, Chris Mason's on alto sax, Mike Pallera is on piano, Jim Singleton on bass, and Johnny Vidakovich is on drums. And together, they're going to bring us this well-known and firm favorite Christmas carol called Come All Ye Faithful. But it's jazz, remember. Jazz. Easy jazz. Okay, the tune was O Come All Ye Faithful, or in Latin, Adeste Fidelis, and it was recorded in New Orleans in 1986 with Chet Baker on the trumpet and a fine crew around him on trumpet, alto sax, piano, bass, and the drums. Now, B.G. Adair, and that B.G. is B-E-E-G-I-E, Adair, A-D-A-I-R, was born in 1937. She passed in 2022. And B.G. was an American jazz pianist and bandleader, and her career spanned more than 60 years. She started to learn to play the piano at age 3. I have her here on a 1999 Spring Hill, Tennessee music recording that she made with her on piano, Roger Spence on bass, and Chris Brown on drums. And they're going to bring us a 1947 tune written by Frank Lesser. And that tune is called What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? The pianist is B.G. Adair.
Thank you.
B.G. Adair was the pianist on that track, and it came from a 1999 Spring Hill, Tennessee music recording where she was on piano and she was back row, Roger Spence on bass, Chris Brown on drums, and of course the tune that B.G. played so very, very well was called What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? She was a great pianist. I usually say, if people say, how do we listen to more of her? Easy, go to YouTube. Everything is on YouTube. B.G. Adair. Now, I was going to play now a Christmas song by our local composer, Chris Negus, but I couldn't get it to play. It was just coming up blank. So, Chris, if you're listening, I don't know what it is. It played, certainly played okay when I was putting the show together, but I'll look into it, and if I can't play it, I'll play it next week. Misty, a jazz standard written and originally recorded in 1954 by the pianist Errol Garner. He composed it as an instrumental and recorded it in July of 54 for his album called Contrasts. Now, it sounded so good that Johnny Burke decided it would sound really good if lyrics were added to it. And in 1959, Johnny Mathis sang Misty on a Columbia Records album called Heavenly. And that's what I'm going to play you right now. Johnny Mathis, 1959, singing Misty. Unmistakable when you hear that intro that is Johnny and Misty.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. My right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
I reckon that if you mention Misty to anybody who's a jazz fan, then immediately they would say, oh, yeah, that's the one that, what's his name? Oh, Johnny Mathis. Yeah, he recorded that, didn't he? Yes, he did. And he did that in 1959. And I always think that that intro by the orchestra is just fabulous. And it just immediately, it just means Johnny Mathis, really, doesn't it? Okay, the time is now 10:40 a.m. on this Friday, the 19th of December in the year 2025. You realize it won't be long before it's 2026. You do, don't you? Yeah, good. In 1943, the American singer Margaret Whiting released a record on the Columbia label, where she was backed by the Freddie Slack Orchestra. And she sang a song written in 1942 by Harold Arlen and Jimmy Mercer. That song is called That Old Black Magic. And I've got Margaret Whiting standing by to leap to the microphone to sing it for us. Here she is, Margaret Whiting, 1943, That Old Black Magic.
Loving the spin I'm in under that old black magic called love.
Margaret Whiting, backed by the Freddie Slack Orchestra. A 1943 recording for Columbia Records. And the tune, of course, was That Old Black Magic. Yeah, that's the one. Great singer, Margaret Whiting. Okay, now, cheek to cheek. That song was written by Irving Berlin in 1934, specifically for Fred Astaire, who was going to sing it in a new musical called Top Hat, where Fred danced with Ginger Rogers. Now, I'm not going to bring you the Fred Astaire version, but I'm going to bring you the 1958 version of Cheek to Cheek that Capitol Records released, with Billy May's orchestra playing and Frank Sinatra singing Cheek to Cheek. And here we go.
Heaven,
heaven,
I'm in heaven.
Ooh, I'm in heaven, baby.
And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't boot me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. That charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find that happiness I seek. When we're out together swinging cheek to cheek. I want my arm about you. That charm about you, it will carry me through right up to heaven. I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find that happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing. Out together dancing. Out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Well, it could only be Frank Sinatra, couldn't it, really? And I just loved the way that Frank, he used to sort of just manipulate the lyrics a little bit. And, you know, like, for example, in that last chorus, it's the lyrics are dancing cheek to cheek, swinging cheek to cheek, Frank actually sang. And, yeah, brilliant. That was recorded in 1958 for Capitol Records, and Frank was backed by the Billy May Orchestra. Now, this one's coming in a little bit from left field. I don't know if any of you will remember a singer who went under the name of P.J. Proby. His actual real name was James Marcus Smith, born in the USA in 1938. Now, in 1965, while he was in London, UK, he recorded a single for Liberty Records with the Johnny Spence Orchestra. And the song that he sang and the song for which he is remembered is called Somewhere, a song from the 1957 Broadway musical West Side Story. Now, Proby is remembered for singing his version of Somewhere, but he's also remembered for an incident in January 1965 when he was doing a live show in London in Croydon. And his trousers split. Ha-ha! But the trousers only split across his knees. And as a result of that, every major theatre and the BBC and independent television banned him from appearing. Now, doesn't that sound a bit weird? I mean, it was his knees. It wasn't his backside or anything. Anyway, that was the end of PJ Proby as a well-known singer. He did continue singing, and but he went back to the UK, back to the USA, I can't remember when. But have a listen to this 1965 recording where PJ Proby puts his spin on this song called Somewhere.
A place for us, somewhere a place for us, peace and quiet and an open hand wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us, a summer day, a time for us. Time together with a time to spare. Time to learn, time to care. Someday, somewhere, we'll find a new somewhere, and I don't want in this a place for us, a time and a place for us. Hold on my hand, and we're halfway there. Hold my hand, and I'll take. There is a place for us, a time and a place for us. Hold my hand, and we are halfway there. Hold my hand, and I'll take you there. Somewhere.
I don't know about you, but I first heard that recording in 1965. I was in the Middle East somewhere. But, I mean, I quite liked that. I just liked the way he sang it. And, of course, you know, the Johnny Spence Orchestra, I mean, my God, they didn't have to put some spin on it, didn't they? But anyway, that was P.J. Proby's 1965 recording of Somewhere. Now, do you know who Priscilla Maria Veronica White became? I'll tell you, it was Cilla Black. Now, Cilla was an English singer, actress, TV presenter. She was great friends with the Beatles at the start of her career and their career. And that all began in 1963. But in 2015, Cilla Black died at her holiday home in Spain. She was 72. She had released in her musical career, she'd released 14 top-selling albums, and she had 12 records in the top 10. I have a track of Cilla Black singing for us, a song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And they wrote this song for Dionne Warwick in 1963. Here's Cilla Black singing Anyone Who Had a Heart.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear. Knowing I love you so, anyone with a heart would take me in his arms and love me too.
Cilla Black, that's the name of the singer. And that song, of course, was, I was just going to say Somewhere. It was Anyone Who Had a Heart. Now, you've got to also remember that Dionne Warwick was the person for whom that song was written. And she did record it, and Cilla Black recorded it, as you heard. But also, you might remember that the tune Alfie was first recorded by Dionne Warwick in the USA and then recorded by Cilla Black in the UK. And both recordings of the two girls with Alfie and Anyone Who Had a Heart both went to the top of various charts. And Cilla Black, great little girl from Liverpool. Anyway, remember, I don't stop for news, sport and weather at 11. Dream a Little Dream of Me. Written in 1930, written by Fabian André, Wilbur Schwant and Gus Kahn. First recorded in February 1931 by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. But I have ready for you one of the best recordings made of Dream a Little Dream of Me. And that was recorded in 1957 by the Nat King Cole Trio. Nat King Cole on piano and vocals, Irving Ashby on guitar, and Johnny Miller is the man on the bass. And they're going to bring us right now, Dream a Little Dream of Me, please.
Stars shining right above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone, blues can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
King Cole Trio. You've just heard there from a 1947 recording, the Nat King Cole Trio. Nat on piano and vocals, Irving Ashby on guitar, Johnny Miller on the bass with Dream a Little Dream of Me. Okay, it's 11, 4 minutes past 11 on this day of, the 19th, I can't believe it, 19th of December in 2025. Okay, now I've got to tell you a little bit about this program and our radio station. You've been listening for the past just over an hour to the first hour of a program called Easy Jazz with John Redman. I'm John Redman, and I do this show every Friday from 10 a.m. to noon local time. And I do it in Studio One of a great radio station. Radio station's called Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay is now in its 31st year. Radio Hawke's Bay broadcasts 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. You can pick it up locally in our own little area here of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But you can also pick it up on our live stream. Now, you get to the live stream by taking your smart device and going to a search engine and typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And when you click it, our website comes up. Now, right at the very top, it gives you an indication that if you click on that, you can hear whatever is being broadcast at the time you've clicked on that link. But the website contains loads of information. It gives you, for example, our schedule, what program is on, what day and at what time. It also gives you the opportunity to, if you miss a program on a particular program, you've missed an episode, rather, on a program, and you've missed it, again, go to the website, follow the links, and you can actually find out the one you've missed, and you can play it to yourself on the podcast. Clever, isn't it, eh? right. We are not a music station. Yes, we do broadcast a lot of music. There are two jazz programs. There's this one, Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, and my friend Ian Hunt on Tuesday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. He does his show called Two for Jazz. We have classical music. We have traditional music. We have African music. We've got loads of different types of music that you can listen to. But as I said before, we are not a music station. We have lots of non-musical programs that are very, very popular around the world. And you can find what these programs are if you go to www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Look at the schedule and you'll see what other programs we do. There's information there too about our broadcasters. So we're not a commercial radio station. We're a community access media station. So we're a station that can put you on air because we're always looking for new broadcasters. And if you think you have a subject that you're involved in or your club or your association or friends are involved in, then you can approach this station and you can say, I'd like to talk to you about what I think would be a good program. You know, we put out about 90 shows a week, about 90 broadcasters. Last Saturday, we had the 30th anniversary get together and also awards were issued. I'm going to give you a phone number. So if you haven't got a pen and paper or a bit of chalk or whatever you want to write with, I'm only going to give you a few seconds. to find something to write with and something to write on. Would you like to swing on a star and carry moonbeams? Right, you're back. Good, 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 good. Here's the number you call. Here's the number. Listen. 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number. Talk to one of the Dream Team. The Dream Team are the ones who are behind the scenes keeping everything moving, oiling the wheels, if you like. And you'll be invited to come in and present to them what your idea is. And who knows, you can be the next broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. You don't have to do live. You can record your show and it will still be broadcast on your behalf. Right. Can we get back to some music? Yes, of course we can. John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman's Impulse Records is an album by John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, obviously, which was released by Impulse Records in 1963. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2013. And I'm going to play you a track from it. We have John Coltrane on tenor sax, Johnny Hartman doing the vocals, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on the bass. So would you please sit back, close your eyes, and listen to them performing a song written in 1932 by Rodgers and Hart, and that tune is called You Are Too Beautiful.
You are too beautiful, my dear, to be true, and I am a fool for beauty. By a feeling that because I had found you, I could have bound you too. You are too beautiful for one man alone, for one lucky fool to be with. When there are other men with eyes of their own to see with, love does not stand sharing, not if one cares. Have you been comparing my every kiss with theirs? If on the other hand I'm faithful to you, it's not through a sense of duty. Too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty. Thank you. if one really cares. Have you been comparing my every kiss with theirs? If on the other hand I'm faithful to you, it's not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful and I am a fool for beauty.
You know, that complete album is just fantastic. It's called John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. And it was released in 1963. No wonder it was actually inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2013. That crew of Coltrane, Hartman, Tyner, Garrison and Jones, absolutely fabulous. That's probably one of my most favorite albums, that is. And I love that song, You Are Too Beautiful. Now, you might remember that, do you remember that movie called The Bridges of Something County with Clint Eastwood? He used the songs from that album on that particular movie. And it just reignited how good the complete album is. All right, Redmond, shut up and get on with a bit more. Okay, here's a 1937 recording coming to you, and it features Benny Goodman and his orchestra playing a tune written by Fletcher Henderson, and this tune is called simply Big John's Special. Boo, how about that? It's called, the tune was Big John's Special. And it was written by Fletcher Henderson for the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And that's a pretty good recording from seeing it was made in 1937. Don't you think? Yeah, I reckon it was. Miles Ahead is a studio album by the American jazz trumpeter Miles Davis, and it was released in October 1957 by Columbia Records. Miles Davis had got together with a Canadian guy called Gil Evans, who was a great arranger. And together, they arranged all the tunes on the album, but they wrote together this particular tune. Now, on the recording, Miles Davis is playing a flugelhorn and not a trumpet. The album's called Miles Ahead. It's called Miles Davis, get it? And the tune you're going to hear Miles play with his band is called simply Miles Ahead. Okay, the tune was called Miles Ahead, and the album is called Miles Ahead, and of course the man playing the brass instrument there was Miles Davis, and that recording was made in 1957 in October in New York for Columbia Records. I'm not totally convinced, you know. The sleeve says he's playing a flugelhorn. I don't think he is. I think he's playing trumpet, Miles Davis. But anyway, nice recording. Eh? Nice, typical Miles Davis. Lovely recording. The time is now 11:28 a.m. on this Friday, the 19th of December, 2025. Nice Work If You Can Get It is a 1983 Pablo Records album that features Ella Fitzgerald doing the vocals, Andre Previn on the piano, and Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen on the double bass. Put the three musicians together and listen to the way they bring us the title song, Nice Work If You Can Get It, which is a song written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1927. Ella Fitzgerald, Andre Previn, together with, excuse me, the second time I've coughed on this show, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen, Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. I'm in love with someone who could ask for anything more. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you only try. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. I'm in love with someone who could ask for anything more. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work, nice work, nice work, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Three wizards of their musical ability there. That was, of course, Ella Fitzgerald on the vocals, Andre Previn on the piano, and Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen on the double bass. And they brought us the George and Ira Gershwin tune, Nice Work If You Can Get It. What time is it? We are 11:32, and you are listening to this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Ridman, coming to you live from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. I've Got You Under My Skin. That's a song written by Cole Porter, and he wrote that in 1936. 20 years later, in 1956, Mr. Frank Sinatra recorded it on his Capitol Records album called Songs for Swinging Lovers. And Frank was backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. And for your listening pleasure, here is Frank Sinatra from 1956 with Nelson Riddle singing for us that lovely song called I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you,
yeah,
under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
He had a voice, that man, didn't he? Eh? Oh, Frank Sinatra. Of course, we can't go by without having a couple of Frank Sinatras on the show. That was a 1956. Stop. Don't you dare do that again to me. 1956 recording, that was, of Frank Sinatra singing Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin. backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and it came from Frank's 1956 Columbia Records album, Songs for Swinging Lovers. See, do you hear Count Basie trying to get in there? What a cheek. Anyway, let's move on. April in Paris. It was written as a song by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg in 1932 for a Broadway musical called Walk a Little Faster. Now, a revised arrangement of the song, played by the Count Basie Orchestra in a cameo appearance on a film in 1974 called Blazing Saddles. Remember that? You remember In the Desert? Here's Count Basie in the desert playing this April in Paris. So this is what they played in April in Paris in the desert. Count Basie. See, on that one, which was from the movie Blazing Saddles, they didn't do the thing that they did on the previous release where somebody sort of said, you know, well, I can't remember who said it now. Basie said, once more, once, and they played a bit of the chorus again. So there you go. Now, let's go on now to A Foggy Day, which is a song composed by George and Ira Gershwin. It was introduced by none other than Fred Astaire in a 1937 movie called A Damsel in Distress. And in 1956, Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald teamed up to record the song for Verve Records, and boy, did they do a brilliant job on it. You're about to hear Louis and Ella and the band with their recording, their brilliant recording of A Foggy Day in London Town.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town where the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost his charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. Yes, for suddenly, baby, I saw you there. Through the fog in London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
A foggy day in London town had me low and it had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining.
What a great duo there, eh? Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, a song they recorded in 1956 for Burb Records. That's who it went out on, Burb Records. And the name of the song, A Foggy Day, written by the Gershwin brothers back in 1937, and they wrote it for Guess who? Yep, you're right, Fred Astaire. I've said to you many, many times that Fred Astaire was the first person ever to sing many, 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 and more many songs that are now in the Great American Songbook. But didn't Louis and Ella do a great job, eh? Big band time now, BBC Big Band, a recording they did for Decca Records in 1976. The tune is called Memories of You. It was written by Andy Rassaf and UB Blake in 1930. But this is the BBC Big Band's arrangement of the song that they did in 1976. Memories of You. Thank you. The tune was called Memories of You, written in 1930 by Andy Rassaf and UB Blake. But the recording you heard of it just then, it was recorded by the BBC Big Band for Decca Records in 1976. There's some really nice tunes on that album that was put out. The BBC Big Band, I think they put out something like 18 different albums, you know, which cover a few years, of course. But, yeah, very nice, wasn't it? Well, we're getting pretty close to the time when we've got to stop, actually. It's we've got just under 6 minutes, 11:54. So perhaps I should just say my thanks and goodbye while I'm on. It's been a year that's gone by extremely quickly for me. It's been a year of ups and downs, health-wise, for my wife and for myself. I haven't been particularly well for the past week, but I'm always determined to come in and do this easy jazz, the John Redmond thing, which I always try to do. And I do hope that I will be back next Friday, which is Boxing Day. So, replete after your Christmas Day meals, waiting for the leftovers of turkey or whatever, a ham to go into sandwiches, you can sit back and listen to me again, bring you just under 2 hours of, we may not have New Sport and Weather on Boxing Day, not too sure at this stage of the game. But I thank you, listeners, wherever you are, and you are everywhere, all over the world. Thank you very much for tuning in, wherever you are, as I say, to this live program of Easy Jazz. I love doing this show. I've been doing it since 2006, so it's nearly 20 years since I started to do this show. Half an hour to begin with, then an hour, and then I went from an hour to 2 hours. And I've been doing 2 hours live for quite some time now. But don't forget to listen to Ian Hunt's program, Two for Jazz, which is on Tuesdays from 4 to 6 and repeated on Wednesday. So listen to that, because he's a good mate of mine and he plays some great stuff on there. So I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope you enjoy every moment of the season at this time of the year. Looks like the weather's going to be great on Christmas Day. I saw as this forecast for 25 degrees here in, well, here in Napier. Hastings might be a little bit more. But anyway, look, God bless you all. Thank you very, very much for listening. I do hope to be back next Friday on Boxing Day. And then, of course, I'll be into the new year. So let's go out with a recording of a tune called Harlem Nocturne, which was recorded in 1953 by the Harry James Orchestra. Harry is the man on trumpet. So be careful out there. Watch out for idiots who've got too much drink in them. And remember to love the ones that love you, because they will love you back much, much more. Okay, until next Friday, John Redmond is signing off with a little bit of Harry James and Harlem Nocturne. Bye for now. Thank you.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.